K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University here, fresh off of another 4 mile race. That is two this week, but that I'm going to save for my other podcast. This is K-State Podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I probably should not be doing that that to my hip. But anyways, yeah, thank you so much again tuning in this episode of another podcast. I'm changing things up a little bit. I'm just got back to the EG3 confines. Again, fresh from the plaza. Again, I'll get into more. I got so much to chat about on the EG3 side of things when I get there. So there's that. But there's been a lot going on this week for K-State sports, and I'm gonna actually go throw a curveball at you. We'll put baseball on the backside because they, and spoiler alert, they lost. So they lose a series to Kansas 10-8. I'll get into more of that later on, and all that other stuff like that. But the NFL draft concluded yesterday, and we're gonna start with one of those players that got drafted. And we admit, well, spoiler alert, we have talked about these two players on here more recently. Well, I don't say recently, but a couple weeks ago, they're getting ready for the Senior Bowl and whatnot. And you know, if you've been following along this show to extent, when we're talking about football season, we're talking about Sam Hecht and VJ Payne. And we're going to do two separate episodes here. So we're going to actually start off with Sam Hecht, who got drafted. And of course, what's up with this, right? It's every year. This is funny. Every single year, a K-State player is drafted. And where do they go? They go to the NFC South, to the Atlanta's rival. I don't understand that. This must be something in the water. I don't know. But it's like, last year we talked about Jacob Parrish going over, getting drafted by the Buccaneers, right? There's somebody else that went to another NFC South team, but I can't think of a name right now. But yeah, it was Jacob Parrish. And then you have yesterday, Sam Hecht going over, getting drafted to the Carolina Panthers. Let me see. Hold up here. Let me go back to my notes for. Yeah, so Sam Hecht drafted in the fifth round yesterday at the 144th pick in the NFL draft. He drafted by the Carolina Panthers. And I'm just going to do this now. We'll revisit it when I talk about with BJ Payne. Payne got drafted. He's going to New York, to the New York Jets. Got drafted at 228 overall there. We'll finish it off with Sam Hecht here on this NFL Draft Special Edition of this podcast. Eddie Greer, the third here in Kansas City, Missouri, fresh off of another dub here in Kansas City. Again, there's so much I can chat to you about, but that's going to be it for the other podcast. Again, EG3 podcast under the 3-wide pod with EG3. I feel like I'm crossing the two over on this episode, but again, if you want more coverage of that, go check it out over there. Go check it out over there once I get everything done. Probably won't be till this week because I'm done. I'm done racing for a little bit until our big race in June. But anyways, Sam Hecht, Eddie, let's get it focused here. Sam Hecht, he's originally from Shawnee, Kansas. He became the second Wildcat all time to be selected by Carolina, joining defensive back Gerard Cooper. Back all the way back in 2001, he is just now the fourth Wildcat center ever in K-State history in the modern NFL draft, right? Since 1970, joining Bill Britton, who was drafted by Philadelphia in 74, Fred Wathrell, also in that same year, 1974, by Detroit Lions, Philadelphia Eagles, for those of you who don't know the NFL team's names, and Nick Leckie, the most recent one, Arizona Cardinals, in 2004. Hecht was a four-year letter winner. The quarterback of the offensive line for K-State. They're a four-year letter winner who played 42 games and started the last 25 of his career. He was a two-time All-Big 12 honoree, including a first-team member as a senior, as he earned votes for the 2025 Big 12 Offensive Lineman of the Year Award. He played on... He was one snap shy. That's ridiculous. He was one snap shy, ridiculous in the good way, of achieving 1,600 snaps. 1,599. That's brutal. That's brutal there. That's brutal there. But for 2 years there, yeah, actually, yeah. Actually, hold up. Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. 1,599. That was in over his last two seasons at Kansas State. and how about this? We talked about, and I haven't even touched the Atlanta Falcons yet. This is why I say, like, I got a whole good slate of content to record on the EGG side, because we got Chief is, yo, I'll listen to this podcast, Jerron Taylor, we got him, and he gets false started a lot, and yeah, I'm going to keep saying it until you prove otherwise, but Sam Hecht, only two penalties committed in his entire time. That's insane. That is insane. Yeah, two penalties in his entire K-State career. Now that, my friends, is the stat of the day. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Sam Hecht getting drafted to the Carolina Panthers in round number 5 at 144. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports. Here as we move along, and yes, we'll talk PJ Payne on a separate episode there as he went in. Now I gotta go back and he got picked in the final round of the draft to the New York Jets. That is there as well. So there's that as well. Let me see. All right, so more on him here real quick. Woo! All right. I'm sorry, folks. Cornus, just before 11. Sam had anchored an offensive line that saw the Wildcats rank 10th. And we mentioned this in the football season, nationally in sacks allowed, and 5th in school history in rushing yards. That was 5 per pop. Additionally, K-State had 3 rushes for at least 70 yards during the 2025 season. The most in school history, and is tied for 2nd most in the nation during the 2025 season. He was also a part, of a front line that helped the Wildcats rush for a school record on Utah, which should have been a win. I'm not going to let that slide. That should have been a win on Utah. Joe Jackson going, breaking Darren Sproul's rushing record that same day there as well. And then finally, but not least, here to kind of put a pin on Sam Hecht here as he gets drafted, unfortunately, to the Carolina Panthers. Hecht in the classroom. Majored in construction science and management, was a 4-time academic All-Big 12 honoree, and a 2-time academic All-District performer, and a semifinalist for the 2025 William V. Campbell Trophy, which is often referred to as the Academic Heisman there as well. So my guy, Sam Hecht, yes, I'm still going to like you, but well, hey, when we play Carolina Panthers, that's going to be a different story. But anyways, awesome still. Chris Kleiman, the last head coach before Colin Klein, despite everything, putting out NFL talent, and we had 2 come out yesterday there. One of them, Sam Hecht, to the Carolina Panthers. We'll get the VJ Payne on part 2 of the NFL draft special. When I record that here in a little bit. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where podcasts are found free and available daily, and we're just recording Kansas State content. Y'all know what time it is, baby. Yes, sir. iTunes, Spotify, wherever it's your podcast. I already told you about the EG3 show. Hey, we're going to be getting... I've yet to record Iowa. I am fresh from another dub down in the plaza. We'll get all that this week, because I'll probably end up maybe potentially courting one of those. I don't know. We'll have to see. But, yeah, I got to get on the ball on that one. There is so much to talk about on that spectrum. So it's the same feed. You get this podcast. If you're a K-State fan, we're a daily podcast, a Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Y'all know what I'm talking about, baby. On that, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, the Purple Project podcast, all things Canadian sports. And there's been a lot going on in EG3's world. There's a lot going on right now in K-State. The conclusion of the Big 12 Women's Golf Tournament wrapped up yesterday there. We'll put a cap on that and plenty more as we move along here to end this weekend and into the new week. Man, K-State's been busy this week as well. But yes, big news. We ain't forget now. NFL draft, Sam Heck and VJ Payne. More VJ Payne coming up in a later episode on this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State Athletics. So, cats.